Betrayal is in our nature. It's in our blood. It's in our history. When we make promises to our children and fail to keep them, when we make promises to our friends and our spouses and we fail to keep those and the ways in which we hurt them, when we make promises to our Lord and don't keep them, we betray him like Judas did. But the betrayals that hurt the most are the promises that we fail to keep to the souls in purgatory. Because unlike most other people, the souls in purgatory are in excruciating pain. And when we fail to keep the prayers that we were going to say to them, we leave them in agonizing sufferings, unlike any that we have ever experienced. I have done that. There was a time when I made a promise to them that I would pray for them a certain amount each day. And I forgot. Totally forgot whether there was valid reasons or not. I didn't keep them. I left them in that cruel suffering. And I noticed that something changed in my spiritual life because it's like a symbiotic relationship. I've been aware that the more I pray for them, the more they're allowed to pray for me. And in that moment that I wasn't praying for them, something changed in my spiritual life. It went down. The graces, it's like they just decreased. And it wasn't vengeance. It was me shutting off their prayers. And then I found this amazing story from the life of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, where she went through the same thing. She forgot to offer some prayers. And there's also amazing things that we can learn from her to what degree we should make sacrifices for the souls in purgatory. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. The poor sufferers in purgatory shared largely in her spiritual alms, and they often appeared to her claiming her pity. Even in winter, she arose at night and went out in the snow to pray with extended arms for the relief until frozen stiff with cold. Sometimes she knelt on a triangular block of wood whose sharp edge cut deep into her knees, or again she forced her way through stinging nettles to discipline her innocent flesh, that penance might lend efficacy to her prayer. In return for her charity, she often had the consolation of receiving the thanks of the souls that she had delivered. When I was a little child, she says, I was taken by a person unknown to me to a place which appeared to be purgatory. I saw crowds of souls in excruciating torments who earnestly begged for prayers. I thought I was in a deep abyss. I saw a great, broad place, frightful, pitiable to behold. In it were the poor souls, silent and afflicted, yet not without joy and hope in the mercy of God. I saw no fire, but I felt that the souls were racked by the most intense interior sufferings. While praying for them, I often heard voices around me saying, "Thank you, thank you." Once on my way from church, I lost a little bag that my mother had given me. I was very much concerned at my carelessness, and I forgot that evening to offer my accustomed suffrages for the dear souls. I had to go to the shed for wood, and as I went along, a white figure covered with black spots appeared before me saying, "Thou art forgetting me." I was very much frightened and began right off to say some prayers. The next day, I prayed hard and found my bag in the snow. When I grew older, I used to go very early in the morning to hear Mass at Kosfeld. I always chose a lonely road that I might pray without distraction for the suffering souls. When it was still dark, I used to see them floating before me two by two, like fiery sparks in a dull flame. The way was lit up before me, and I rejoiced in their presence, for I both knew and loved them. They often came at night to beg help in their pains. Just like our Lord, the souls in purgatory are merciful to us, forgetting them, despite the pain that we leave them in. And as I became aware that I had forgotten, and I saw the change in my spiritual life, and I began to double down on my prayers, thinking, how could I do this? I kept praying for them, I began doing it again, and things went back to the way that they were. So I knew that in that sense, they, so to speak, had forgiven me. Because in their humility, they'll take any prayer that we can give them. My friends, if you have ever promised to say a certain amount of prayers for the souls in purgatory and have forgotten, do not despair, but on the other hand, be diligent about fulfilling your promise and your vow. The blessings that they will give you are absolutely worth it, as many of you often testify in the comments. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.